我原本呢，真的是想找一个跟你完全不一样的男人，但是谁知道，我却变得跟你一模一样。我被你影响的，连我自己都不知道被你影响了。我很努力的想摆脱张志明，最后我发现，我变成另外一个张志明了。
My experience with the movie Love in a Bath was not a pleasant one. Mind you, don't be fooled by the English title. It's not a romantic story at all. It's about a woman's painfully unrelenting yet hardly appreciated love for a man who is not mature enough to know his heart's desire. As twisted as it can be, the story also includes a detailed description of how the couple, while on a break,cheat on their respective partners in the name of love.
我知道你做事要紧，你今天来陪我玩的吗？你陪我的吗？我不是来伺候你客户的，鸡翅，我是烤给你吃的吗？我不是烤给你客户吃的，对不对？
我明白，我明白，我明白。我等一下伺候好客户，再过来伺候你，可以吧？
不是，我不是。
那你想怎么样嘛
？A sequel to director Ho Chung Pong's Level 3 film in Hong Kong.The new picture is set in Beijing. Obviously, there have been attempts to integrate certain elements of Beijing culture into the piece, but at the end of the day, the movie is predominated by Hong Kong characteristics, because the characters venture no further than the modern and metropolitan part of China's cultural center. The only thing worth appreciating is the acting of Shang Yu and Miriam Yang, who also led in the prequel.Miriam Yang as the self-abusive woman is fully capable of inducing sympathy from the viewers, while the heartless man, portrayed by Shang Yu, would certainly set many innocent young ladies on teeth-grinding rage.
这是我的两个外甥女儿，香港人，我才不要儿子去香港呢。
他现在都北漂了，在国贸那家丝芙兰当店长，每个月挣好几万。
人家都住 CBD 了，你儿子呢？
我家房子一套在东直门，一套在西城区呀。
还房贷了吗？
已经还清了，等他们见了面再说。
Unfortunately, their excellent acting might be obliterated by the lengthy and badly written story. Maybe it's a certain Hong Kong style that I don't get, but it seems that the movie often strays into light-hearted jokes instead of staying focused on the relationship. As a result,You may find the movie funny every now and then, but you might find it difficult to fully digest the story. To enhance the funny side, the movie also presents many a pretty and ugly faces, whose presence contributes almost nothing to the story but rib ticklers. Xu Zhen, whose performance we can never have too much of, plays a supporting role that is a break from his normal screen image, and the major supporting female,Well, let's say she's a bit controversial, with a weird voice and bold cleavage exhibition. Anyway, if you are in the mood for a night of light-hearted jokes, watch Love in the Bath. But beware, don't get too seriously involved, because you wouldn't want to walk home wondering about the intricacy and madness of love. It's not always true. On my scale from 1 to 10, Love in the Bath gets a 4.